Oh, you're surprised to see me, are you? You actually are. You're not joking. You're surprised to see me. Wow, you. That is so precious. You are just adorable. Well, actually, not that adorable. Yes, darling, I did give you back your key, but I'm a world-class assassin. Do you really forget your shitty locks? And they are extremely shitty. Would keep me out if I wanted to be in. Well, darling, I'm here because we need to talk. Oh, we do need to talk. Why? Wow. We need to talk because you dumped me. Oh no, I don't have an issue with you dumping me. Apart from the fact you did it via text. I mean, that's sort of insulting. That's really insulting, in fact. So, I'm here to talk. Of course I'm not here to kill you. Probably. I mean, I am rather insulted. Darling, it's more than just the whole text thing. It's also the fact that you disappeared. You literally cut off every account that I have access to. You burnt your phone. And I mean, you actually burnt it. You microwaved it. That's a whole heap of insulting. Are you okay? You seem nervous. Are you scared? Now, how could you ever be scared? I thought you found it exciting. Having an assassin as a girlfriend. It did it for you. I guess that all changes when you dump a girl, hey? By text. By text. And really, emojis. You know, I'm not actually that angry about the text. It's the 4 hours I spent translating the fucking emojis that really... But I am a reasonable woman. Kind of. So, let's talk. So tell me, what changed? Well, obviously something changed. You really used to love having an assassin as a girlfriend. It was just so helpful. All those little problems, all those little annoyances that I just fixed for you. The role play. You definitely like that. So what changed exactly? What made you decide to dump me? Via text. Via emojis. I mean... Wow. That. Did you get tired of it? The excitement, the thrill, the absolutely fantastic sex. Was I not what you wanted anymore? If that was it, it would be fine. It really would. Because I'm an assassin, not a monster. And you're someone I really care for. I wouldn't want you to be in a relationship when you don't want to be. What is not fine is that you thought I wouldn't find out. Again, that's insulting. You thought that I wouldn't find out about her. Now that is a guilty face, if ever I saw one, and I've seen a lot. I know all about her. I know about your little encounters. Your little rendezvous. I know that you've been hiding her away. Did you just apologize for cheating? No, I'm not laughing. This is deadly serious. Darling, you think that I think you were cheating on me with her? That's adorable. Darling, you're not the kind to cheat. And you're definitely not stupid enough to cheat on me. I know that you're in trouble. And I know you tried to hide it, to keep it from me. You tried to keep me safe. And you are an absolute fucking idiot. I know. Should I just put you out of your misery and tell you what I know? I know that the agency have approached you. That they told you that they consider you to be detrimental to my performance. That they convinced you that the best thing for everyone, i.e. them, is that you dump me. Yes, I know. And you really are a fucking idiot. Do you really think that I wouldn't know that something was wrong? Do you really think that I would just read your text, decipher your text, and just skip away? I knew that this could happen. Why I never did this. I never got close to people. Because it's complicated. Everything is just complicated. Being an assassin makes for complicated personal relationships. Being an assassin in love, that's an absolute fucker. I tried to stay away from you. I tried to keep it casual, but when it comes to you, I can't do casual. I couldn't stop myself from falling in love with you. And for a while, everything was fine. But oh, you are annoying. You made me human. Do you have any idea how inconvenient that is for an assassin? The reason I was the best, it was all down to being cold, to not caring. But now I care. Who knew that I had a heart somewhere? Well, apparently you did, because you found it. And you made it your own. And now I'm not the same person. I'm not the same cold, ruthless assassin. I'm something different. I'm yours. And I love being yours because you are. You changed me. Or you made me honest. I think it might have all been an act. That whole cold, heartless assassin. It might not have been the real me. It might have been a cover. But you. You got underneath my skin. And I let you in. And Of course it was going to have repercussions. I'm not annoyed at you. I am annoyed at you. I am so annoyed, but I understand. I get it. I get that you were just trying to protect me, that you were just trying to find a way through a very difficult situation. But seriously, emojis. You couldn't write the words. You were so fucking sweet. Do you know how much I love you? I love you so fucking much. I love you enough to give up everything. I love you enough to realize that I can't ask you to give up everything. It's not fair. This is my problem. I brought this to your door. You've already been threatened. And I will kill her for that. Oh, I am going to make her suffer. There's going to be fallout. And I can't ask you to deal with that, so I won't. Sorry, what? Did you just call me a fucking idiot? See, other people faced with me, a world-class assassin, would have... You. See, this is why I love you. You don't let me get away with anything. You just cut right through my bullshit. Darling, I have a way out. Anyone in my line of work has a way out. Assassins don't tend to have long careers. That's a lot of competition. But I can't ask you to give up everything. I can't ask you... Of course I would give up everything for you. I am. But... Oh... Okay, the fucking idiot comment might have been fair. I never expected this. When I walked into you, I was not expecting this. Kind of makes me happy that the target tried to run. So, run away with me. Live a life of I was just struck by the thought that any life with you is perfect. Do you really want to give it all up? You have a whole life. And you answered really quickly. I can't tell you exactly what my escape plan is, but you will need sunscreen. No, you won't need it. I will need it. I will need factor 500. But I need to take care of a few things first. And you can't give anyone any clue that... Are you sure? You need to be sure. You need... You are... Okay. You're sure. You are very sure. Also quite shouty. It's kind of sexy. I need to do some housekeeping. It's just 24 hours. They'll be watching you. They're watching you now. They've actually got this whole place wired for sound and video, but I've Okay, I will admit I have copied the video. The bit. What? I'm not. It's just you're sexy and shut up. Shut. I'm not blushing. Shut up. World class assassin. Do not blush.
Do.
I'm not. Just act naturally. Just be freaked out. Be nervous. It's what they'll expect to see. I mean, you just dump me via text. Could you really not write the word? You're so sweet. I just need to take care of a few things. And then we can go. No, don't pack. Just act nervous. Act like you've broken the heart of an assassin. I just need to take care of a few things. I need to put some things in action, and I need to kill that fucking bitch for... How dare she threaten you? Yes, I am. I'm. Yes, I am protective. And you fucking love it. I love you. I love you so fucking much. You are. You're everything to me. You changed my life. Now we're going to have a new life. Actually, there is something you can do. Think of a new name. No, I'm very serious. You're going to be someone else. I'm going to be someone else, and we're going to be together, and I think I've never wanted anything. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. I'm a world-class assassin god. I've never wanted anything more than this, just to be with you and not have any of this. I want to find out who I am without this. I want to be the girl that's good with knives because she cooks, not because she kills. And I want to find out who that girl is together. I just need to do some things first. Actually, you can do something for me. Can you buy some sardines? Tinned is fine. Just, in oil. Just... Well, you could say I'm bringing a pet. I just need to break him out first. It's complicated. Well, you like animals, don't you? He'll be fine. You will love Sergei. Sergei is fine. So long as you have sardines, he will love you. It's probably... This is one of those things that you don't really want to know. You'll find out. Okay, I'm going to go. No, they won't see me. World class assassin. Yes. I wish I could kiss you. But I can't. Because if I kiss you, I won't be able to stop. So I'm just going to... I'm just going to tell you that I love you. And that... I'm looking forward to our new life together. You, me, and Sergei. And Portly. You like corgis? It's all good! Like I said, this... You don't really need to know. Just, buy some sardines. Don't worry, Portly will eat anything. That's why he's so portly. I love you, and I will see you tonight. Just confused, be nervous. Like this. This is perfect. You look really confused because you are confused. Oh, just wait till you meet Sergei. Then you'll be confused. I love you. I love you so fucking much. And I'm just staring at you. I used to be an assassin. I used to be really good at this. And now I'm not. And I've never been happier. I love you, but I've got to go. I just want to kiss you. Oh, what have you done to me? What have you done to me? You've made me. And I'm still just looking at you and... okay, I'm going. Okay, I'm an assassin. What? I said that out loud. Shut up! Stop laughing! Oh, I love you. I will see you soon.